From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations is reporting new cases of alleged sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. The UN says it has identified seven new possible victims in the town of Bambari. The mission says the soldiers implicated in the cases are from the Republic of Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan told Congress Thursday that training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Barack Obama is promising. Army General John Campbell told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the cut would mean that very little additional training of Afghan soldiers would be possible. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees. He made the pledge at an international donors conference. Kerry called for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. The conference opened Thursday in London with donor nations exceeding their goal of $9 billion. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was pleased.
Never has the international community raised so much money on a single day for a single crisis.
Ban Ki-moon. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton face off Thursday in a Democratic presidential debate in New Hampshire. According to Real Clear Politics, Sanders has nearly a 16-point lead over Clinton in the northeastern state, just days ahead of its primary election. This is VOA News. The body of a missing Italian graduate student has been found on the outskirts of the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Italy's foreign ministry says Giulio Regeni's body was found Wednesday in a Cairo suburb along the road that leads to the city of Alexandria. He was covered with burns and other wounds, indicating he may have been tortured. A high-profile court case involving events that led to the Gaza War in 2014 has concluded in Israel. Robert Berger reports.
A Jerusalem court sentenced two Israeli teenagers to long prison terms for murdering a Palestinian youth, an incident that Israeli officials described as Jewish terrorism. One Israeli got life in prison and the other 21 years, while a third suspect is still awaiting a verdict pending psychological examinations. The assailants burned 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Qader alive in July 2014. It was revenge for the abduction and murder of three Israeli teens by gunmen from the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
A new survey revealed a sharp difference between Democrats and Republicans on how the next president of the United States should discuss Islamic extremism. The Pew Research Center study found 65% of Republicans, or those who lean Republican, want President Barack Obama's successor to speak bluntly about Islamic extremism. 70% of Democrats, or those who lean Democratic, think the next president should speak more carefully. Police in Cologne, Germany, have arrested at least two Algerians suspected of having links to the Islamic State group. The arrests came as the city of Cologne kicked off its annual carnival celebration. Swedish prosecutors say that a United Nations panel has found that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arbitrarily detained in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. They add that his confinement has no impact on the rape case against him in Sweden. Assange has been living at the Ecuadorian embassy in London to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he is wanted for questioning on allegations of rape, a charge he denies. Allegations that Rwanda has been recruiting and training Burundian rebels on its territory resurfaced Thursday in a confidential UN report. The Burundian rebels hope to oust Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza. A group of experts monitoring UN sanctions implementation in the Democratic Republic of Congo said it had interviewed 18 Burundian fighters. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.